Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is the weird rule that your parents had when you were a kid? 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Call or text us at that number. Weird rules your parents had as a kid. I'll start. My parents would not let us put the light on in the car if the car was driving.
Oh, how funny. A lot of people have that. And why?
I remember my dad saying, turn off that light, I'll get arrested.
I think it makes it harder to see if it's nighttime, right?
You drive a car.
Right.
Does it?
I don't know.
Marginally.
Maybe.
Are windshields better now? I don't know. 916-909-1065. And we're getting into this because I found a list on BuzzFeed that I thought was really funny and I wanted to share some of these. You're not allowed to turn the lights on in the house during a thunderstorm. We don't really have to deal with that too much out here, but I remember friends that had very strict no electronic rules or do not turn on the stereo if the thunderstorm was on.
Really?
Yeah, don't turn the TV on. We had one drink cup by the kitchen sink. If you're thirsty, you use that cup and you put it back for the other family members to use. We'd wash it in the dishwasher every 2 days.
That is so weird.
No wearing clothing with faces on them. So no Mickey Mouse shirts, no kitty cat shirts, nothing. Either plain shirts with no graphics on them, or it had to be something not alive, like a soccer ball or a pumpkin.
What?
Did you guys have any weird rules as kids?
When I was a teenager, I wasn't allowed to drive with any other teenagers for a long time.
Okay, that would make sense.
Well, instead, though, to get home, I'd have to, like, take the public bus.
Oh, my God.
And then once I got off the bus, walk a mile to my house through my neighborhood. So the idea that that was somehow safer was so strange to me. Also, I couldn't, like, I was strongly discouraged to never date anybody that rode a bicycle.
Like when they were kids?
No, like when you grow up, you know, never date a guy that rides a bicycle.
Okay, so if it's a kid, that narrows down everyone. But but as an adult, not bad advice. You can usually tell who's riding a bike for recreation and who's riding a bike out of necessity.
Yeah.
Kevin, what about you? You ain't got anything?
Mine is I couldn't roll down the windows on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, because the wind hurts your ears and it slows down the car,
I guess.
It doesn't slow down the car.
It messed up your mom's hair. I'll bet that's probably why. Another one from this list I found on BuzzFeed. Do not step on the bath mat with wet feet.
I thought that's what it's for.
It is. I wasn't allowed to watch anything that depicted a dysfunctional family. Maybe in case I realized that that was us.
Oh, no. My parents went through a phase where I wasn't allowed to go to anybody's house that didn't have, like, a married couple living there.
Oh, really?
Where, like, the mom and dad had to be married and it couldn't just be, like, a single mom.
This is a text message we got to 916-909-1065. We weren't allowed to use the good scissors. Those were for Christmas wrapping.
Well, as a mother, I can tell you that was a good rule.
Another weird rule that our parents had as kids, text message we got, finish all your food before you take a drink, but shouldn't you drink while you're eating? Okay, so I can actually add some color to that one. According to my mother, who my mother has Crohn's disease, and she's done a lot of research on her own into digestion and stuff like that, it's better for your digestion not to drink anything while you're eating. Did you know that? Because adding liquid to your stomach slows down digestion, kind of screws it up a little bit more. Evolutionarily, we're just not supposed to.
On Facebook, Terry said if you slammed a door, you had to go back and shut it nicely, quote unquote, 10 times.
I have a weird door rule right now in my house. My kids are not allowed to slam doors either. Like, if they're playing...
Well, nobody should be allowed to slam doors.
Well, but if they're, like, playing, okay, and, like, running and hiding and stuff like that,
yeah.
I get triggered, physically triggered if I hear a door slam, because when I was a kid, I did it, and it took off my brother's toenail. Like, my brother's toe was underneath, and I still have, like, PTSD from it.
Christine said you couldn't go into the second layer of See's candy until everything from the first layer had been finished. So even if the crappy ones were left, you had to eat those.
This is another one we got on text messages. No blankets allowed on the couch while friends were over.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yep,
everybody has to get their own blanket. Nice try.
Anything else on Facebook that we got that's fun?
Judith said, I'm Mexican and we were not allowed as kids to go into the kitchen.
What?
Oh. And then Michelle said, we could only drink soda when we had tacos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.